Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. You're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters on this wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon. I have two guests today. I think you might be very interested in hearing what they have to say. My guests are Kay Spears. She's a nutritionist, and Andrew Paparello, and he is a chef. And they have a very interesting program coming up that we're going to talk about next week at La Quintero Resort and Spa at the Palo Duro Room. And we're going to talk about some of the things that can affect your life tremendously. And it's about myths that are you may have about eating certain foods. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what you would learn in this program. It's on Saturday, February 17th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at La Quintero Resort and Spa, Palo Duro Room. There is a charge for it, $89, which includes a paleo diet.
Brunch.
Paleo brunch, a paleo keto brunch, and organic sparkling wine. And a lot of giveaways and other free giveaways, just a lot of things, free spices, rubs, marinades, recipe book. It's going to be a fun thing, and you'll be able to hear renowned nutritionist Kay Spears, and you're going to hear from her in a few minutes. And I have I'm going to be talking, if we don't have enough time for this, I'll be talking next week about some very information, powerful information that I received from a meeting at the Southwest Academy of Restorative Dentistry last week. It's very, very helpful, and so we'll get to that possibly at the end of this. If not, we'll capture it on the next program. So let me introduce my guest, Kay Spears. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. Staffel. It's so nice to be back on your show. It's been a while.
It has. It has. You've been busy doing a lot of things. And Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing very, very well.
Now, this is a unique husband and wife team. Give us a little background of the two of you before we start talking about the unbelievable things that you're doing. You know, we hear a lot about, you see a lot about advertising about food, losing weight, Nutrisystem, and it just goes on and on and on. And then you see a lot of information, infomercials about eating and so on. But these people are really doing something about it, and they're doing something very unique. They're taking it to the schools, and they have it in place in a school. And this is something where we can talk a lot about these things, but actually getting in there in the trenches and doing something about it, that's what this is about.
Yes.
And I salute you all for doing this, because it's easy to talk. It's easy to run an infomercial and all that sort of stuff. But y'all are really doing something serious about it. So, Kay, give us a little background about yourself.
Sure. Well, I'm a certified clinical nutritionist here in San Antonio. I've been in practice for over 20 years. And it's so interesting. Chef Andrew and I have been married now coming up on 2 years. But he reached out to me on Facebook and said, "Hey there, I see that you're into nutrition, and so am I. I think we should meet and get together," and that's our story. And after that, we got married, but it's been such a dual dynamic team.
So did you marry him for his cooking ability, so you wouldn't
yes.
have to cook?
Yeah. Oh,
is that
my
what
goodness.
You're telling me?
A little column A, a little column B, yeah.
That's
yeah.
how he stole my heart, pretty much. He made all this gourmet food. He's been a chef in Vegas and New York and all over the place. And so, you know, he would just wow me with these healthy dishes that tasted so nice. I mean, I still don't like to go out to eat because I can get everything I want at home. So
to give you a peek, we're going to talk about the best fried chicken you ever
yes.
ate. It's healthy.
Yes,
now, you figure that one out.
Absolutely,
gosh,
yes.
Almighty.
So we've been doing a lot of things in San Antonio. We're excited about this symposium coming up. I'm going to be talking about the 7 biggest weight loss myths, and there's a lot of them out there, and there is a lot of confusing data on, you know, paleo and should I be a Nutrisystem and should I eat low carb? And so I'm going to work through those.
Well, we need that because we're, what, the 3rd fattest city in the country?
Yes.
Is that about right?
Yes.
That's about
the
right.
The 3rd
yeah.
fattest?
Yes.
How crazy is that?
Right.
And the diabetes is off the chart.
And part
also.
Of that is just some and, of these myths about, you know, you
yeah.
shouldn't eat fat, but it's okay to eat, you know, fast food
yeah.
and all these carb-laden and all these chemicals and stuff we're getting in our food.
And then as a dentist, we see all the consequences of the these problem
mm-hmm.
foods.
Yes.
And it's just a, oh, my gosh, it's destroying Medicaid and these Medicaid participants, the kids who come in for Medicaid treatments of their teeth.
Yes.
I mean, the whole thing is just a disaster, and they would just keep throwing money at it. So I salute you guys because you're trying to do something about this and reverse this trend.
Yes.
Well, we are, and a lot of what we do is, or a lot of what I do in my role in this entire situation is to teach people how to eat healthier. And I got started about 10 years ago when I was at the gym and I saw these personal trainers telling people, well, you need to eat more grains and more spinach and more kale. And I thought to myself, mm-hmm. if you don't know how to cook, then you're really lost. And so my thought is tell me what your best foods are, the tacos and the pizza and the hamburgers, and I'll give you better alternatives and a better way to make things that are simpler. Not everybody knows how to cook, and anything's
right.
easy if you know how to do it. If you don't
yeah.
know how to cook, then it's not that easy. But I tried to really break it down and then simplify so people can make better, healthier alternatives, but still not lose any flavor.
Now, recently you had an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
And then you sold that, and you started another restaurant that was what?
So we started Redbird Pharmacy, and our whole passion behind Redbird Pharmacy was to encapsulate all the local farmers and growers. And we found a really great purveyor, Truckin' Tomatoes, and they buy from all the local farmers in Texas. And so we only have to go to one person to get mm-hmm. all the really great, best local stuff.
Okay.
And they would talk to us daily and say, hey, I got this, I got this, I got this. This is hot today. This is mm-hmm. hot today. And so that's what we would bring in and turn it into some really great, delicious, not only vegan and vegetarian dishes, but just dishes that were just local and farm fresh and farm to table and just with no pesticides. And so that was, we really started this whole California trend of local farm to table.
Well, what was your motivation? Because it's a lot easier to just do a restaurant.
Yeah, no.
Popular restaurant, which there are plenty of them
right.
all
and
over the place.
Every restaurant has a theme.
Yeah.
And every restaurant has a mission statement. And so our mission statement with Redbird Pharmacy was local farm to table. We didn't get anything or sell anything that was outside of the state of Texas. Or we tried to keep it as local as possible. But if there's great squash growing, you know, way out in West Texas and we could get it, then we could get it. And we could say that, hey, this is local Texas farm to table.
And that took off. It, you know, 7 months we were in that spot, and it took off so much that we were approached for doing more catering. We started getting approached by schools to do farm-to-school projects, which we have. We're with Rolling Hills Catholic School now. We feed about 40 kids a day. And so having that space wasn't really something we needed anymore. We needed to be out in the community mm-hmm. more. And so we sold that space, and a lot of people have been very upset about that, but we're going to be back with lots of different things, possibly a food truck. We definitely do catering. We've become extremely well known for our gluten-free pastries, which we're considering manufacturing and taking to local coffee shops.
So I think it's so interesting that you're starting with the schools. Did you meet, of course, you're using a Catholic school, so you're not in the public realm.
Right.
Did you find much resistance from the cafeteria and
no,
food
not
people?
At all. Actually, the students and the parents like welcomed us graciously. That it was a little bit more expensive a cost to them, but they were understanding and realized that, you know, we want our kids to have better, great food, not
yeah.
canned this and frozen that.
Right.
And so we're going to pay a couple of dollars more, but that's okay because
We but the work kids, it takes to do this.
Exactly.
Huge amount of work.
Yes. Right. It is. And but they understood, because when we had the beginning of the semester expo and we showed them what we're serving, then they really mm-hmm. understood. They were getting better, high-quality stuff, and they felt almost at ease that, okay, our kids every day are getting really good, high-quality lunches.
All right, so, the big question is, how'd the kids take to the food?
Oh, they love it. Well, and this is my challenge as a chef, is taking all these high-quality, healthy ingredients and fitting it towards the palate of a 3-year-old to a 13-year-old.
Really?
And so we take the cauliflower and we turn it into a cream sauce, or we turn a lot of things into something else.
Yeah.
We put carrots and zucchini in our tomato sauce.
Oh, wow.
But it's still tomato sauce,
yeah.
But there's the vitamins
sure.
of zucchini and, you know, and carrots in it. So it's a magic trick every day, but it's as a chef, it's the whole daily, challenge of pleasing palates.
Okay.
And there's lots of pictures on Facebook with these kids after lunch when they have tomato sauce all over their face. So obviously they're liking it.
Yeah, yeah. And the response from the parents?
Great. I mean, for them, they know they're dropping their kid off and that.
But have they wanted the recipes and follow through, or is that
yeah,
too
difficult?
Yeah,
we've gotten numerous emails from parents like, we really, really appreciate what you're doing for our kids and the kids at the school, and my child told me today about this dish. Could you tell me more about it? And so, yeah, we've sent out a recipe or two.
Okay,
let me get a culinary guide cookbook. I'm sorry.
Oh, really? No, yes. That's great. let me find out a little bit. My impression, my kids long gone, had three boys and big appetites and so on. And if it wasn't a taco, they probably didn't eat much of it, or fried chicken and stuff like that. My impression is that most children of all ages are living off of fried food. What are your findings on this?
Well, it's not even so much fried food, but
maybe
fried,
out of the
fried
maybe
food
out of
falls
the school.
Into they're eating processed food. Mm-hmm. They're eating almost kind of food that's not food. All the children that we've noticed that don't eat hot lunches, everything is in bags and boxes.
Yeah,
and everything is all we hear is pop and zip and mm-hmm. you know there's this packaged food and that packaged food, and it's a lot easier for parents and it's a lot easier to buy and less expensive to buy. But a lot of it has to do with flavor profiles that they like that are just things that are, honestly, I hate to say, just they're not even food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we're trying to recreate those experiences with the kids with real food. But I understand as a parent, it's easier to buy a bag of six of these different mm-hmm. self-compartmentalized, mm-hmm. throw one in a lunchbox every day and on your way. And so we're trying to really take those things and change those things for the better, so that maybe 5, 7, 10 years from now, that you're going to see our brand in those lunch boxes, yeah. as opposed to, you know, the Procter's and Gamble's of the world, that
Lunchables
have
with
Lunchables,
nitrate.
Yeah, with nitrate filled meats and cheeses. And so,
well, one of the things I'm interested in and have talked about a lot on the show through the years is cottonseed oil. And give us a rundown on that and what your findings are, your suggestions, and how to get around that particular problem. And cottonseed oil, I've checked with different restaurants, and even in the high-end restaurants, they use it, and I always ask them why, and it's because it's the cheapest oil around.
Right.
And doesn't matter how high quality the restaurant is, this is what they use. Yeah. And so we know that there's a compound called glyphosate, not phosphate, but glyphosate, that is very destructive to the gut, the bacteria of the gut, and other things in a human. And talk to us about this and what your findings are and how are you countering this? What are you offering to get around this?
Right. I'll talk about the gut, because that's kind of the gut and brain is my specialty in my practice. So what you're talking about is we have more organisms in our colon than there are stars in the galaxy. And so what happens is this cottonseed oil and this compound that you're talking about destroys that bacteria. And when we do that, it sets the stage for a pathogenic, harmful bacteria to be able to get through. It throws off those organisms. And so then you end up with things like leaky gut, not digesting and absorbing foods properly. So one of the things when we started Redbird Pharmacy is we were not going to use anything except for coconut oil. And that's what we did. Coconut oil is, it's just a good fat. It's a healthy fat. It's good for you. It actually has lauric acid in it, which can fight off bacteria. It is just an overall, it has a high heating point. So it doesn't become rancid.
It makes a great toothpaste as well.
Yes, it does.
We make our own toothpaste with hydrogen peroxide, coconut oil,
baking soda,
baking soda, and
xylitol.
Yes.
It's I've given that formula out many times, and I give it out to my patients regularly through Dr. Mercolas. He's the one that pioneered that. But go ahead. So coconut oil is the go-to oil.
Yes, it has a high heating point, so it doesn't become rancid. So talk about your fried chicken, honey.
Well, I was just going to, I mean.
If you don't get anything else but that one nugget of fried chicken that tastes good, that's healthy, this is a miracle food.
But this is how Kay and I have become kind of this super team, is I was, back in the 90s, canola oil was the big thing.
Yep.
And a lot of really high-end chef kitchens, what you're talking about, grapeseed oil is a big thing. And so when I talked to, and in the top seafood restaurant in New York City, corn oil is a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I tell Kay this, and she's like, almost kicks me out the door. And she's like, oh my God, absolutely not. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. So we go to high-end olive oil.
Okay.
We go to avocado oil. Mm-hmm. We go to coconut oil. Mm-hmm. And so we've really changed those fats in the foods that we cook, because sometimes oil is just oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's a medium to cook things in, but that medium could be at the high end or absolute low end of the scale when it comes to oils.
Yes.
So olive oil.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're just going to sear a piece of chicken, well, okay, we just need a medium in the pan. We need a fat in the pan to sear the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, olive oil and grapeseed oil are two entirely different ends of the spectrum. That you want to cook with olive oil, but you don't want to cook with grapeseed oil. And you don't want to cook with canola oil, so it's choosing your preferred fat.
Now, I thought grapeseed oil was good.
There's a lot of different studies that I've read about that.
Okay.
Grapeseed oil can actually be furniture polish to some degree, how it breaks down in the body.
Okay.
There's been lots of research that is not really for that oil, especially when you're cooking at high heat.
And, of course, avocado oil?
Avocado oil is for salad dressings. You really wouldn't want to cook with that. If you're going to be frying something, you would want to use coconut oil because it's going to have a higher heating point and it's not going to become rancid.
Now, talk about rice bran oil if you can find it.
Rice bran oil?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about that.
It's a good frying oil.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find. It's expensive. You can't get too much of it.
Well, and it's expensive just because, like what you're saying, you can't really find it because it hasn't been commercialized like peanut oil or canola oil.
Peanut oil. What do you think of that?
I'm not a huge fan of peanut oil.
Why?
I just don't like the components in it and how it breaks down in the body. I just prefer coconut oil better.
And the reason why you see a lot of peanut oil, and the French have known this for years and years and years, it's got the highest smoke point of any oil. So it's the absolute best oil to use for French fries and fried foods because you can get it so amazingly hot without
fried oysters
getting rancid. What's that?
Fried oysters.
Yes, exactly.
But peanuts have a high mold on them, too, a high occurring mold, so that's another reason why I don't really like the peanut oil.
And there's a lot of peanut and nut allergies that would keep that out of people using it. But especially when Thanksgiving rolls around and people are talking about doing fried turkeys, you see it, the fryer for sale right next to the 3-gallon container of peanut oil because it has the highest smoke point and it's the best to fry in. But like Kay said, there's just nutritional values about it, but also there's a lot of allergic values to it.
Right.
But in a lurch, you could use it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. No,
it's not totally out.
If you're not allergic to peanuts, and you're really trying to do some really good high volume, deep fat frying,
then
it's a lot better than lard.
Thank goodness. Okay.
Well, some lards. Okay. Well, because some
lard.
Well,
now along that line, I understand lard is good to eat.
Yeah, lard.
It got a bad rap.
And the thing is, you're right. It really did. Beef and pork lard. And schmaltz, which is chicken fat, and also what they call tallow, is a fat. Well, those are completely packed full of collagen, which is really good for you.
Oh, really?
And so it's really good. If you're going to do like a 3 or 4 piece of fried chicken, you're going to do a cast iron pan, then lard is probably the best way to go because you don't have to buy that much of it. It's not like what you see most places. We buy 3 gallons or 5 gallons of something. You can buy a pound, 2 pounds of tallow or beef fat or beef lard.
All right. Crisco, is that – that's not the same. That's a vegetable oil.
Right. Crisco is a vegetable oil.
So. Which is going to be cottonseed or soybein or
something. Yeah, last time I checked, vegetables didn't have fat.
Yeah.
And all these soybean oils, everything's genetically modified, and all these foods are really messing up our DNA and causing cancer and all kinds of problems.
All right. Before we get away from the subject, I got to have that recipe for fried chicken.
Sure, yeah.
Because I love fried chicken. I grew up on it.
So it's our fried chicken. It's also our onion rings. And so we just – this – is what I was talking about, where you're going to learn a lot about at this symposium next weekend, is these are my positive alternatives. So instead of dredging, so we marinate our chicken and onions first in buttermilk with a hot sauce. So with the buttermilk, you get fermented milk. And then with the hot sauce, you get capsaicin, which is very good for your gut.
What hot sauce do you use?
Personally, I use Crystals. I'm a.
What else? I've never heard of Crystal.
Crystals. If you're from New Orleans, it's the Tabasco of New Orleans. Now, Tabasco is from
Louisiana,
but Crystals is more of a hot sauce without so much vinegar.
I see.
Yeah.
What is there anything other than Crystal?
Cholula.
Oh, Cholula. That's all.
I don't really use Tabasco because it's very high in vinegar.
Okay.
And the thing is, when you fry that vinegar, you get like a really kind of vinegary, almost rancid, acrid taste to it. So we use a not so much vinegar hot sauce.
So you're going to marinate it in buttermilk and Cholula for how long?
Overnight, because the capsaicin and the buttermilk, it breaks down the proteins. And so it makes it much more tender.
Okay.
So the next day we take it out. And we toss it in a blend. It's a sorghum flour blend, but the base is sorghum flour. And there's sorghum flour, there's onion powder, there's garlic powder. And if you come to the symposium next weekend, in the booklet that we're giving away in every bag is our spices, rubs, and marinades recipes. And this one is in there.
Where do you get the sorghum flour?
It's local Texas. It's Onyx sorghum flour.
But where do you get it?
You can get it at the grocery store.
Costco has it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Costco has it. HEB has it.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's in your regular baking aisle.
And that's gluten-free, by the way.
Really?
For people that have gluten issues, which is very common these days.
Yeah, sorghum is an ancient grain, and it's got all the nutrient values right up there with quinoa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I've never heard that. That's terrific
Well,
news.
There's a company called... Grainberry Farms, and they've come out with an Onyx sorghum cereal now. Mm. So you can get Onyx sorghum cereals.
So you've done it overnight?
I know, we should get a plug for this, right?
Chef Anders so happy because he gets to eat cereal now, because since he met me, he said, I haven't had cereal in 2 years, but now he can have sorghum flour cereal.
That's one of my favorite vices.
Neat. Okay, so you do that overnight, and then you dredge it in sunflower?
And so you dredge it in sorghum flour.
Sorghum flour.
Yeah, and then you let
it... dredge it.
Absolutely. Dredge it.
No egg?
No. And then you let it sit for maybe 20 to 30 minutes because you really want that buttermilk to absorb all that flour. Now, it's a grain flour, not a wheat flour, so it's not going to clump up like a wheat flour. Yeah. So it's got to really stay buried in this flour. Let it set up for maybe 20, 30 minutes and then deep fry it at probably 375 degrees for about 7 minutes and then finish it in the oven until it's 165 degrees in the middle.
So wait a minute, give me that again. You deep fry it?
At 375 degrees for about 7 minutes so it's golden brown.
Okay.
And then at that point, the chicken is not really cooked all the way through, so you finish it in the oven.
Okay.
350-degree oven for about maybe 15 to 20 minutes or until it's 165 degrees on a thermometer.
Okay.
And you are ready to go. Gluten-free fried chicken.
15 minutes. And you're telling me that this is going to taste as
crispy,
good as the bad stuff.
Crunchy.
This is our number one seller at Redbird Pharmacy.
I can't
our
wait to try
this.
Number one
seller. And
we had chickens growing up, and we ate chicken twice a week, and they were so good. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I tell you, a lot of it has to really do with soaking it in the buttermilk overnight because it really breaks down the muscle protein.
All right, let me ask you another question. Shoot a lot of ducks. Will it work the same thing for ducks?
Yes.
Or is that a different thing?
No, well, it's not really different. The thing with, ducks and a lot of big things.
We better talk about that another time. We've
Texas,
got too much stuff to go to.
But a big thing in Texas is pheasants. And these are very lean meats. Yeah. Now, some of these ducks, it all depends on how fat they are.
Well, I got some teal that I need to fix. And teal is a really good.
Yeah, then you can absolutely do the same thing.
Okay.
Absolutely do the same thing.
Well, we'll get to that another time. But now.
All right, I'll be over this weekend. We'll do some chicken fried duck.
Oh, my gosh. All right, now then, one of the things that we were mentioning when we were talking about is the seven myths, and we can't get to all of them because of our time problems, but the first one we were talking about is breakfast important. I think this is there's so much confusion on this. I'm still confused about this. I've been eating, I like to eat breakfast. It's a very, you hear so many things. So what is your myth buster on breakfast?
Well, and it's, I wrote a book 3 years ago, and in my book, I talked about breakfast being the most important meal. And I guess this just kind of happens in research along the way as we learn more. And so now I'm not so much there. It's really called breaking a fast. We do a lot of, we're going to be talking about intermittent fasting in this program next weekend.
How long is a fast that you're talking about?
Well, there's different ones for different people.
Well, what are you talking about?
I like to do at least a 8-hour eating window, so a 16-hour fast.
What do you mean?
So in other words, I don't eat until noon.
Okay.
And then from noon to 8 o'clock, I eat a good lunch and maybe a snack, and then I eat a good
dinner. Gluten-free fried chicken.
Yeah, gluten-free fried chicken. But really, this helps insulin because when we're constantly...
All right, so you're talking about nothing till noon?
Right.
All right, what are the hypoglycemics going to do when they crash at 11:30?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, there's something called a keto coffee where you take either heavy whipping cream or you take butter, really good
coconut oil,
butter,
or coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Which I use in the coffee and butter.
Yes, sir. Coconut oil. And Kay and I are very big fans of Kerrygold butter. It's an Irish butter.
Yes.
And it's a 100%
what's it called?
Kerrygold.
It's Irish. It's 100% grass-fed cows. And you can see the butter is actually orange. It's not even yellow.
Okay.
You can tell that it's like when you buy a farm fresh egg and the yolk is really orange instead of yellow. It's the same thing.
Right. So in the morning, I make my Bullet coffee, so it's the Kerrygold butter.
Do you use the Bullet guy?
Yes.
Do you think he's on the level?
Well, I don't use his product. I just use my own Bullet. I make my own with the Kerrygold butter.
No, I'm at the guy who sells Bullet coffee. Do you use that, or is that baloney?
I don't. I really think if you
just use the formula
oil and the Kerrygold, it's the same thing. That stuff is kind of expensive.
Yeah.
You can just do it with the coconut oil and the butter. So that's pretty much my breakfast. So when you have those high fats, not only do you feel good, but you're not spiking insulin.
But back to the hypoglycemic.
Mm-hmm.
How do you counter that?
With the fats. with the fats when you do the Kerrygold?
All right, I got my patients, mm-hmm. and we do a lot of sedation, mm-hmm. and we're going to keep them all day long for several hours, usually, many times. So I always tell them to eat a protein type of breakfast mm-hmm. to stop that because you're producing cortisol from right. the high fear, and they're burning up all of these their nutrients. And if they're NPO, that is, if they haven't had anything from 6 o'clock the night before, mm-hmm. which is recommended for some procedures, you have a time there that's really a problem. So how do we, my question is, I tell my patients to eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. You're saying they don't have to if they do what?
Well, for you and your procedure, but not every day. They don't have to eat breakfast every day. Maybe when they're going to see you.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
You know, so there's a difference. And, okay. And again, this doesn't apply to everyone. What we do.
That's what I need clarification
yeah.
on because yeah. these people, when they go into hypoglycemia, they get difficult to work on, and especially
yeah.
the older they are.
Right.
And as soon as we give them something, it's like a light switch.
Yeah.
They just immediately change their attitude and everything else.
Well,
so what
all,
would be the best thing to bring them out of
yeah.
that hypoglycemic state
blood
when they're
sugar.
In a dental chair for several hours?
Yeah, well, blood sugar is whether it's hypoglycemia, that's all pre-diabetes. So
right.
there's a blood sugar issue to begin with.
But people don't know they've got it.
Right. They probably need some chromium. You know, if you made sure you had, like Zymogen carries a product called MedCap IS, which
yeah.
has some chromium and vanadium and stuff in
mm-hmm.
it that's going to keep their blood sugar stable. And then, of course, yes, when they're seeing you, maybe they need a tablespoon of almond butter and an apple, something like that.
Okay, that's easy.
Because
their mouth is numbed up, they can swallow the apple whole.
Okay.
They can swallow the apple butter. I can give them apple sauce or just crush up the apple, I guess. That would work because
yes.
they can't eat because
right.
they're numbed up all over the place. But the almond butter.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they eat that before they get numbed up. Maybe that's something that you tell them to
or
eat.
We can easily get them something of that consistency. That
mm-hmm.
would work, the almond
yeah.
butter. Anything else that would work well?
Or even doing a protein shake, you know,
sure.
maybe before
yeah.
you could just whip up.
What is your best protein shake that you like?
I formulated my own.
No, I
have,
mean that you could buy.
That you can just buy. J-Rob's is good.
J-Rob?
Yeah, K Spears brand. But at the grocery store, J-Rob would probably be the best one.
Okay.
Any kind of, I like if you're going to do a whey, something that's grass-fed,
uh-huh.
again, that it doesn't have any soy or any
right.
Any lecithin or anything like that in it. Just something that's clean.
Okay, so let's go back to the breakfast. So you don't eat anything. You take you have your bullet-type coffee, your coffee with coconut oil and butter,
mm-hmm.
and that's in the morning. Do you drink water first?
Yes.
And a probiotic?
Absolutely.
So you're going to drink your probiotic with water first,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to drink the coffee with the butter, and that's going to hold you till noon?
Right.
Then you're going to start eating what?
So noon might be a salad, maybe salmon or chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever Chef Andrew, we do grab-and-goes at our place. So
mm-hmm.
maybe there's brisket chili, whatever we have for our grab-and-goes. But usually something like that. And then I'll have a protein shake around 2.
Wait a minute. Brisket chili? Did
he
I hear you
brisket
right?
Brisket chili, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We have grab-and-goes.
Where can we get that? Where do you
Balance Health Healing Center. People can pick
where?
Up food from us at Balanced Health Healing Center.
Where is that?
That is on Blanco Road between 1604 and Bitters in the Mission Oaks Shopping Center.
A lot of things that we used to have at Redbird Pharmacy, we've
mm-hmm.
now kept the Redbird Pharmacy brand, but now we've transferred it over to Balanced Health Healing Center, and we have a lot of grab-and-go items available from our almond flour, gluten-free chocolate chip walnut cookies to
whoa,
gluten-free chocolate brownies,
here.
And then we have just a wide array of grab-and-go meals that a lot of them are weighed out proportionately for Kay's phase one weight loss plan, but some of them are just phase two, and some are for just people that just really just don't like to cook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, we're getting short of time, and I want my listeners, I know that we talk about food and oral health and systemic health, and this is right on line with all of these things because it's very difficult. We don't get any of this information out of our dental journals, or it's very limited. Extremely limited. Now, at the meetings, at the state dental meeting or national meeting, they'll have several speakers, or they will have some speakers who will talk on these things. But as far as our patients being able to get this information, and I'm going to be putting together a lot of written directions along this line, and your book and so on. So my question is I forgot my line of thought here, traveling around. Back to the breakfast. Let's go to the next myth buster that you would talk about, and that's fats.
We could talk about fats. You know, for the longest time back in the 80s, everything was about fat-free.
Yes.
And so what they did instead of fat products is they made all these high sugary content, you know, fat-free products. And so if you look at obesity, it actually increased. So fat is not the problem. What the problem is when you go to fast food and you incorporate a fat, like you were talking about, using the vegetable frying oils, the French fries and the hamburgers and the Coke. And then you're talking about those bad fats on top of all these carbs and sugars. That's where the problem is. So it's not fats. I mean, they've done studies to show that when you actually inject someone with a fat, their cholesterol and stuff didn't go up. It's when they had sugar and fats together has been the whole problem. So we're going to be talking about that.
You could eat avocado and Kerrygold butter and heavy cream all day long, but if you can cut out some enriched flour and refined sugar, then you'll be miles ahead.
Okay, I had a patient who was talking he had his cholesterol under control, and then all of a sudden it shot up to 550. So he's diabetic. He has a very big belly. He was working on his belly, getting that down, but then he had his cholesterol down, and it shot up. So what is he doing? Just a combination of what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it's just you telling us that. I mean, Kay and I have we don't mean to judge people by their shopping carts at HEB, but a lot of things that you see, 80% of the things that you buy at the grocery store have a sugar in them somewhere because it's natural preservative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's either sugar or at the very tail end, you see guar gum and maltodextrin and you see all these fillers. And that's exactly what they are. And Kay was talking about Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem is mostly guar gum and maltodextrin. So it's these foods that you buy to eat. They're literal fillers, but they're full of fillers.
Is guar gum bad?
It's not bad, but it's
plant-based.
But there's no nutritional value to it.
All right. Because we use it in our denture adhesive a lot.
I use xanthagum and a lot of my gluten-free stuff because it's a tightener and a thickener, and you have to have that in there somewhere. Sure. But there's like no nutritional value to it.
All right, yeah, I finally remembered. Came to me. It was flying over there by the screen. My question: How would a listener get a hold of you to buy your products, to have you as a nutritionist, all the things that you do, and other school people get a hold of you? Give us what do we need to do?
Well, our number at the office is 210-764-2121, and that's Balance Health Healing Center, and you could reach me or Chef Andrew there. He does sit down with people and do customized meals for them. And then as far as this weekend for the symposium that we're doing, we wanted to offer today on this radio show that the first 5 callers would get $20 off of their ticket. So it
would be $69. We're going to start right now. Chris, we're going to start right now. First five callers are going to get the tuition for this program at La Conterra Resort and Spa next Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. is $89. And for the first five callers, you get $20 off. Let's make it 25.
Okay.
$25 off.
That'll work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, now ring that
phone, and Chris is going to take your number, and then they'll get back to you and get that. All right. So then, what that is, you're going to have a paleo keto brunch, paleo diet, ketogenic brunch, and we'll talk about that another time, and organic sparkling wine, and free giveaways. You're going to learn information just like you learned here today, all about how to get healthy, the real deal in getting healthy, and how to get cook foods, and how, and the number one thing in my book is that fried chicken, healthy fried chicken. I cannot believe that.
Yes.
This has escaped.
We should have brought
scrutiny.
It in today.
I know, yeah,
I know
it's
this has escaped his scrutiny.
It's real.
Tyson's ought to be selling this thing. You ought to make a deal with Tyson or people.
We're in the works. Our attorneys are in the works.
Oh, my gosh. And then we're going to have free spices and rubs and marinades recipe book. And after you get to five, let me know, Chris, so we can. You've got two, three
well,
more. We need
Chef
three
Andrew
more.
Chef Andrew is actually going to be talking about how to go grocery shopping and
wonderful.
How to read labels and how to make simple gourmet recipes so you can have your personal chef at home. He's going to teach
Holy
you
mackerel.
How to do that. So,
oh, my gosh.
And then we even have a trainer talking about a 25-minute quick workout that you can do that actually maximizes your metabolism and fires your metabolism. And we're also going to talk about thoughts and words and how they have power. And when we talk to ourselves about how ugly we are or how, all this negative talk.
Negative.
How it actually can harm you. So we're going to talk about ways where you can
how
get
many,
away
Chris?
From that.
Three more. We need,
yes,
it's not
just about weight loss. It's literally rejuvenating your life. And some of the sponsors that we have that have tables there, we have an attorney. We have someone that does personal finance. If you just kind of want to rejuvenate your life, and weight loss is a part of it, but healthy eating is a part of it, working out is a part of it, we're in for the whole big picture, not just weight loss.
Right.
This is spectacular. I think the bus.
Oh, wait. Did I say if you wanted to improve your smile to see Dr.
Yes. Your chewing ability first.
Yes.
The smile second.
Right.
Now, this is an interesting part because the seminars that we had the material now, people could come in and their teeth are all broken down. Well, we learn now that they're broken down because they have sleep disordered breathing. And that causes a breakdown. So we're starting a movement. We're getting orthodontists involved and periodontists and pedodontists and oral surgeons and general dentists. We're going to start a movement in dentistry of trying to bring sleep disordered breathing problems in children and getting them corrected so that they don't have these breakdown, worn out teeth 20, 30, 40 years out. So
yes.
We're going to try to change in dentistry the whole complex of this business. It's going to be exciting. It'll be something. But this ties in. People, they're so afraid of getting embarrassed. So many people are just embarrassed of getting their teeth fixed. They're afraid of high fear and high anxiety, and that's what we work on. And we got four now. Got one more to go for $25 off the $89 tuition at this fabulous, fabulous La Conterra Resort and Spa, Palo Duro Room. And that's Saturday, February 17th, next Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The truth about your ketogenic diet and intermittent fasting, how to lose weight and maintain for life, And Chef Andrew is going to show you simple, gourmet, delicious recipes that follow gluten-free, low-carb, paleo, Whole 30, and keto diets.
Including the fried chicken, yes.
Including the fried chicken. And fish? How about fried fish?
Absolutely.
It'll work on fish.
Absolutely. Well,
oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
No, we do that at home, too.
I think one of the giveaways is actually a week of grab-and-goes.
A week of grab-and-go meals with Ooh. Myself. And then yes. something that we're also talking about putting in there is maybe planning a one-hour session with me at the grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And what's the value of that?
It's priceless,
doctor. That's a good answer. Good answer.
Just like your services. Priceless.
Good answer. Great.
Yes, oh, lots gee. Of giveaways, lots of fun giveaways, but I really love the Spices, Rub, and Marinades book that you put together. It's a lot of our secret recipes from Redbird Pharmacy, including your magic dust, which is what we used to use on our burgers, and we did grass-fed burgers, and they were, yes, really good.
Yeah, we did 100% grass-fed Texas burgers, and the seasoning
How about
we
bison?
Used,
yes, we did bison
yes,
as well.
Yes, bison. And especially being in Texas, bison, antelope, venison, all extremely lean, mm-hmm. grass-fed. You know,
they're all done. We got all the numbers. I mean, we got all
yeah.
the five people
in. And a lot of things that we look at in our recipes that we do is we use a lot of things that are very gut healthy. We use turmeric and paprika and cayenne and Himalayan pink salt.
Well, I push a lot of turmeric curcumin. And push this with our patients.
And we use a lot of that. And even if you can't even taste it, just the fact that it's in our spice.
Well, it tastes good.
Well, it does. It's the foundation of a really good curry. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is so exciting. And I saw this advertisement and you contacted me. I said, well, here's another little cooking thing. But what you've explained to me is so valuable. This is going to be exciting. And I noticed something that's huge. Detox, one of the giveaways is a detox with the infrared sauna package. Now, infrared sauna has been around a long time.
Yes.
In fact, I have one in my garage that I've never assembled. I need to get after it. And then, of course, nutrition counseling. These are phenomenal things to help us in as we're, especially, you know, I've been in practice a long time, many decades, and I've seen my patient base is our top of the line age is 104, and this lady is just doing fine. Comes in regularly for her appointments. She has all her teeth, and it's wonderful. And we have a lot of people in 100. We have two or three people in 100. We have several people in their 90s, and people are living longer, and they. One of the sad things, though, is we see that they're getting into assisted living, and then they're deteriorating for these various degenerative diseases. Well, this is a way to halt this degeneration or slow the aging process. Are you going to talk about aging?
Absolutely.
Because this is the biggest thing that's on my patients'
right.
minds.
We do
is aging.
Because
you know, people are aging. And they don't have any place to turn to.
Exactly.
They don't get any information. You can't get it out of an advertisement because it's dollar-driven, magazines and newspapers. Mm-hmm. And so to get this anti-aging information, this is huge. And
a lot of what we do, and this is how Kay and I have really built this program, it's not a quick fix.
No,
it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle.
Right.
And so the information that we give you to move forward with, it's that we are yours for life.
Yeah.
We are yours for the next 6 weeks, the next 6 months, the next
oh my
six
gosh.
Years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what we provide is constant just answering questions. And well, what do I do about this? And what do I do about that? And what do I? And, you know, there's services available mm-hmm. between Kay and myself mm-hmm. and everybody else at Balanced Health Healing Center that this is not a quick fix thing. This is a lifestyle change thing.
All right. Give us the location of the Balanced Health Life Center again.
It's 16350 Blanco, which is just north of Bitters, right across from the Deerfield community mm-hmm. and Mission Oaks Shopping Center. So it's in between Mission Oaks and Deerfield.
Well, where is it compared to your Redbird pharmacy?
Next door.
Okay. I know exactly where it is, then. That helps. And your phone number, again.
210-764-2121. So anyone who still wants to purchase seats for our event this weekend can call 210-764-2121, and you can do that tomorrow.
Oh, gee. This is so exciting.
We're excited.
Yes, we're hoping you could come and be a sponsor.
I'm going to try to make it. The Marinades Recipe Book, the Free Spices, Rubs, and Marinades Recipe Book, that's huge. And just getting this recipe, the sorghum flour, and then sorghum cereal, you said, is coming up?
Yes. You can find that at your local HEB.
And all this gluten-free. Now, question comes up. You hear things that all this gluten business is overblown. What do y'all think?
I disagree.
Okay, that's what I want your opinion, because you see the people in trouble.
Right.
But you hear some authority on a magazine, news television, or something else, they say, oh, that's all overblown.
Yeah, no.
Have you heard that?
Yes, and I think that what's happened is if you look at the wheat and the grains where they are now compared to what they used to look like years ago,
1900.
We've got, a lot of genetically modified foods, but also, you know, they spray Roundup on all of our crops, you know.
And wheat.
And wheat, yes.
Now, I didn't learn that until recently, and they put it on wheat because it makes it grow faster before they harvest it?
Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct.
That's crazy.
I know. And so our guts, the permeability of our guts, those organisms that are supposed to be there are not there to support us. And so we can't break down that gluten, that protein that is in wheat. And I think it's actually becoming more and more, if you look at across the board, there's more food sensitivities now than we've ever heard of before. And it's because our food has changed.
They blame it on the juniper berry.
Yeah.
Well, now, the big question, and tell me it isn't true, can I still eat a tortilla, corn tortilla?
As long as it's not a non-GMO corn.
Well, how are you going to find that?
Oh, actually, we found them.
In a restaurant.
In a restaurant,
in a restaurant? Well, that's
unless
that's
it was Redbird Pharmacy, no.
But honestly, I mean, Kay and I made breakfast tacos. It's this morning, but we made them with non-GMO homemade corn tortillas.
Really?
Not that we made them at our house.
Where do you buy it?
HEB.
Really?
Honestly,
non-GMO?
The whole gluten-free nutrition is storming its way into grocery stores.
Okay.
And go to the bread section. Go to the tortilla section. There's 19 different types of tortillas now. Okay. 100% whole wheat, whole grain, non-GMO, this corn, that corn.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Yeah.
So we should be eating non-GMO.
And if you're going to eat tortilla chips.
All right, explain what GMO is, because people have heard a lot about it. We've talked about it in the past, but there's still, I think, people need to know more about that.
Right. Well, genetically modified foods, meaning that they're changing the structure of our food, trying to make it, cultivate it a lot faster.
Solve the food problem.
Right.
Of growing more food for more people on Earth.
Yes. But in the process of doing that, they're creating something that our body, our DNA, is not able to break down. It's almost kind of like a foreign invader. It's toxic to us, and it's causing more cancers, more food sensitivity issues, more diseases.
Along cancer. There, I never used to hear about pancreatic cancer. Mm. And it seems like I've had more patients, more people that I know of that winding up, that have, they're dying of pancreatic cancer. You used to never hear of this. Yeah. Is there, what are y'all?
I think it's blood sugar. I think it's insulin.
Really?
I think it's all these foods that are just spiking insulin and all this
producing
sugar.
Producing too much insulin.
Too much insulin. And,
which is a fat storage molecule.
Yes, which is why everyone's walking around. We have a huge obesity issue.
So how does that affect the pancreas? It's forcing it to produce more
insulin. You're putting a lot of burden on the pancreas, which is why hypoglycemia even is a pre-diabetic state.
Okay.
It's still along the same lines. It's driving this insulin response on a regular basis.
Chef Andrew, thank you so much for taking your Sunday afternoon valuable time. I appreciate it. I learned a lot, and I know my listeners have learned a lot. And so thank you so much, and thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll talk to you next week, and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for having us.